on FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Tom Crowsdale.
Commuters in Kent have found out today when part of a railway line which was closed after damage was spotted in the sea wall will reopen. Josh has more for KMFM.
Well, yes, the section of track between Dover and Folkestone was closed just before Christmas after huge cracks were spotted in the sea wall. Since then, around 4,000 commuters have had their journeys disrupted every day, with many having to get buses instead. But today, while on a visit to the site, we've been told the railway will reopen on the 5th of September. That's 2 weeks today and 4 months ahead of schedule. Dover and Deal MP Charlie Elphick says that's good news for commuters.
This has been a really trying and difficult time for commuters from Dover and Deal. People have really struggled to get to their workplaces in parts of Kent and indeed in London. This line being reopened will make a massive difference.
Well, engineers from Network Rail were responsible for carrying out the £39.8 million rebuild. Its managing director is Mark Kahn.
This is about the railway industry coming together and delivering, you know, for passengers. It's about Network Rail, our contractors, Southeastern and the local communities, all with an aligned goal about delivering for our passengers.
And there's been an apology to passengers as well. Southeastern's train services director Richard Dean says it's affected journeys across Kent.
It's been a difficult period of time for an awful lot of people. I'm really glad that the railway's opening much earlier than we thought it would do. And I think we're all breathing a sigh of relief today. And it's great to see the work that's been done here.
In other news, Sports Minister and Kent MP Tracy Crouch says she and her colleagues need to make sure that people inspired by the Olympics have access to sport. Team GB are heading home from Rio, having finished second in the medal table with 67 podium finishes. And Tracy Crouch says we should be really proud.
Well, I certainly thought that we were going to meet the medal target of 48. I certainly think that we've exceeded expectations by beating London 2012. But I think we should all be joyous of the fact that we have.
Well, Liz Nicol is head of UK sport and says the Games were a huge success.
It starts with the talent of the athletes out there that are in the sports, and the sports are able to select that talent. But it's and then the targeted national lottery resource, which has made a huge difference in terms of the development of the sporting system here.
Meantime, Downing Street have said this lunchtime there'll be no cap on the number of honours available to Team GB stars. It's emerged that two men wanted in connection with the murder of a Dartford man in Cyprus have been arrested for allegedly trespassing in a Turkish military zone. The pair were captured in the north of the country on Friday evening after police in the south issued a warrant for their arrest for the murder of George Lowe in Ayanapa last weekend. It means the warrant issued for their arrest is still outstanding. People in West Sussex are gathering to hold a minute's silence for the victims of the Shoreham Airshow crash exactly 1 year on from the disaster. 11 men were killed when a vintage jet crashed onto the busy A27. Flowers have been laid as a wooden toll bridge to remember them, and balloons are being released.
KMFM News.
A man who threatened police officers with a flagpole at the Dover protests has been locked up. Sean Jones, who's 36 and from Eccles in Greater Manchester, has been sentenced to 18 months after admitting violent disorder. A man who made more than £36,000 dealing drugs has been told to give the money to Kent Police and the Home Office. Stephen Bayes, who's 58 and from Sutton in South London, is currently serving 7 years. He was caught after officers found him acting suspiciously in Tunbridge last summer. And Paloma Faith has announced she's pregnant with her first child. The singer says she's nervous and excited about being a mum.
KMFM Sport.
With First Choice Garage Doors. Installing quality garage doors across Kent. First-choice.co.uk.
Team GB's now four-time Olympic champion Mo Farah says he'd like to focus on marathon running after next year's Athletics World Championships in London. With more on that and the rest of the day's sport, here's Joe.
Well, Mo successfully defended his 5 and 10,000 metres title on the track in Rio. Farah says it'll soon be time to change his focus and says he's got his eyes on another prize as well.
I just want to continue doing what I do best, and that's to run, but at the same time, It'd be pretty incredible and amazing to be knighted.
Football and England manager Sam Allardyce says Manchester City goalkeeper Joe Hart will be named in his squad this week. Hart's been dropped to the bench by Pep Guardiola at his club. Allardyce says he'll still be called up for this country. And in cricket, batsman Sean Dixon signed a new deal with Kent. The 24-year-old scored a career-best 207 not out in the county championship against Derbyshire earlier this season.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read what? Watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.